there is where they had a herd of cows that they milked.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, did you ever hear maybe a dairy used for, some folks used to call a dairy someplace, place where they keep their potatoes or something like that?
We always referred to the potatoes as a potato bunk.
Potato bunk?
Yeah. Just get you a place that where water wouldn't stand. And we'd drive up three stalls and leave a, so the air could get to this. And we'd pile our potatoes up around these three stalls here and then put pine straw up around them and then put dirt on top of this pine straw and leave this top open. And you always have an old pan or something with a hole in it that you couldn't use for something else. Well, just set that thing on top of it there. And it had been out through there. And I said, you know, potato will keep in an outfit like that.
Really?
You better believe it, will.
You call that a potato?
Potato bunk.
Maybe that's the strangest thing I ever heard of. Was that on the ground?
Yeah. On a piece of ground where the water didn't stand. And you put this straw there, and then you put dirt on there.
Yeah.
And it could be right out there where it snowed and hail and everything else. Them taters stayed all right.
Now, a room where you store odds and ends and stuff like that, you said you put that in the smokehouse
sometimes? Well, yeah, unless you had a room, what they'd call a junk room.
Junk room? Okay. Now, years ago on Monday, women used to do their... Was it on Monday or was it on Thursday? Women used to do the what? No.
Well, I don't know unless you're referring to washing.
Yeah.
But I don't know really whether in our area they had any certain day to do that. You did it when they wanted to, or when they had time to do it.
Did the next day they do the ironing, or did they do that on the same day?
Well, no. When you wash on a rub board or a battling, use a battling board, well, you do that one day and do your ironing later.
I see.
You know what a battling stick is?
Yeah.
Yeah, old paddling.
I've seen those.
That you pound clothes with.
Now, women used to keep the backyard swept.
Yeah. Our yard... When I grew up, didn't have a speck of grass in it. It kept it holed up, and then got a brush broom, is what they called it. They go down to the edge of the woods and find some dogwood sprouts and cut several of those, strip the leaves off, and that was a broom.
Yeah.
You tie them in a little bundle, and they work too. You can sweep the leaves and anything like that got in the yard, sweep it out. It's nice and clean.
Speaking of, did your mother ever say she was doing what? She'd call it the daily housework, or you'd say you're doing what if you were sweeping the floor? She's always saying she was...
Just sweeping the floor.
Okay.
Now, mother used to... She used to make her own brooms. If an old field lay out, well, they'd be what she always called old sage grass come up on it. And it'd run up there, oh, sometime 4 foot high. Go out there and catch that stuff and just wring it off right at the ground or cut it off. And then you can take a knife and just slice down through these stems, and it'll clean all that blades off of there, and then take a string and just rock that thing, and you got a solid hammer with the end of it there to sweep with.
Yeah.